I know we all like to joke around, play around, push around. It's just who we are. We got to collaborate. We got to get together. This pandemic is not over yet. It's not. I don't think it's ever going to go away. I think we're going to have to live with COVID-19 forever. And if you're listening to this, it could be actually 2029. And you're having to still deal with what we're dealing with today. Your creativity meeting my creativity, meeting other people's creativity. We got to create that one thing that is totally 100% an addiction. We've got to bring it together so that we can move forward together. Unplug, because we will always say yes to creativity. Totally uncut, because you know what? We all make mistakes. So turn it into a tool. This is Arrow Unplugged. How's your day? Is it morning? Afternoon? Is there a raging storm outside your window? A hurricane? A thunderstorm? Maybe just a dust devil? Where you are, do they have dust devils? Is that a strange thing to say? Because I know dust devils are what we had up in Montana all the time. And every once in a while, you might see a little dust devil in the Carolinas, but people don't call it a dust devil down here. It's just a whisper of wind that is moving in circles, picking up bags and creating poetry right there in front of you. And the leaves are dancing as if they're like rock stars on Dancing with the Stars. How you doing? You doing better than yesterday? Or is it too early in the day to make that determination? Readjusting. That's what we're all doing. Removing the unmovable. The attempt to shake free. I used to speak of removing the mask off the identity of my personality, only to realize that over the past 15, 16 months, what have we all been doing? We've been wearing a mask. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I've been hiding behind that mask. And I have proof, I really do, that I have been hiding. After all of this time, I finally took my intentions to a maskless attempt. There I was, on the front line, without the protective gear. Dun, 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 dun. I guess I was okay, but I felt naked. And I was really, really doing pretty well until a coworker said, "Well, if we're wrong in deciding to stop wearing these masks, I guess we're all going to die together." What? Dun, 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 dun. That didn't sit well within my decision to rid the body of the mask. Then I heard that the early bird vaccine patients are being called back in to get a booster shot. This after reading that the national numbers that they're trying to get to for the first shot are dropping. Readjusting, removing the unmovable. I have to do more than just ignore. It's so tiresome. It's so tiresome to pretend that life didn't happen. One day you wake up and you're decades away from let's pretend. So many layers. You face them. I face them. There's just so many. And there's not enough time to sort things out. What if you, me, what if together we are the needle in the haystack? And what does that really mean? Except for just another opportunity to keep searching. Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Daily Mess, a chronological walk through an everyday world. I am a daily writer. Been doing this for 27 years, July of 1994. It's basically just freeform writing, stream thinking, allowing the universe to move through you, and I just happen to catch what it was saying in that moment. And then I bring it to you. We share. That's what it's all about. We're sharing. Sharing, collaborating, building, replenishing. This is The Daily Mess. Oh, yeah, I was talking about those 27 years of being a daily writer. The anniversary is right around the corner because today's date is June 8th, 2021. But 27 years of daily writing. And you could walk into the studio where all this writing is, and you would never know that there's 27 years of writing in here. You'd never know it. Because 27 years of daily writing doesn't look like much. It doesn't. You can go through all of these pages and go, damn, he's written a lot. But when you walk into the room and you're going, so I thought he wrote for 27 years. Where's it at? I can't help but wonder about the mental effects that could have been if I had chosen not to be a daily writer. You need to know that I'm not always writing pretty things. As a daily writer, you aren't expected to do pretty things. For what you plant into a page isn't to be read by anybody else unless you choose to allow them to plant their eyes in your once place. When we wander into the layers of darkness, our expressions aren't works of art. No, they carry knives and other weapons, not to bring injury, but to find freedom or space. You're a writer, a daily one, maybe a weekly one. It's funny how emptiness actually feels full. Without a doubt, the words put on a piece of paper will and could harm a passerby's heart and assumption. And at a different time, you're not going to be able to defend yourself, to explain, to remind. For you are the writer. You're connected to an energy source that determines how much sugar is put in a cup of tea. And no matter what the attempted flavor is, the existence of judgment always remains. You are a writer. A wordsmith? That's up to you. A craftsman with your words at play? That's up to you. Are you wearing a mask? That's up to you. But here we stand. But what have we left behind for the passerby to decide? If you're an ass, if you're a giver, a taker, or just somebody who wasted a lot of time putting ink on a page. 27 years of writing, and you would never know it when you walk in this room. Because 27 years of writing doesn't look like what you assume. I'm Errol, and that's The Daily Mess.